Okay, Joe, on the shorting switch, I'm reading about 0.8.
Roger.
Joe, I might make a comment that very difficult to find the Earth in the field of view with this sight glass, even with the extension out on the thing. It's just almost too dim. Having a tough time.
Okay, Dave, thank you. Important information.
Okay, going TV remote now. Okay, RTG cable connected.
Thank you.
And Dave and Jim, we have a beautiful TV picture again.
Don't get pushed to set, so it won't fall over. There. Hey, Jim, when you pick up the RQ, be careful you don't knock her over. Yeah. Because that might get hit.
Roger, we got it.
I made a couple of good spots out here. The probe's in. Just about this direction would be best. Okay, the leg on the side or deployed, Joe. Sitting it down.
Roger, Jim.
Any more slack in that cable, Dave?
Yeah, I'll put some more in.
I got a boy bulb problem. Coming. Down. Stuck boy bulb, Joe. Never get those things apart without that, though. Side cable not locking down very well.
Dave, did the bolt come free?
Yeah, I got it.
Tim, have you gotten that connection yet?
I'm very positive, I'm afraid, Joe.
Say again, please.
Right off. That pulls right off. I'm going to work on it.
again, just make sure that the ears are pulled back before you plug it in.
Back.
Okay, 30 degrees north, 42 degrees to the sun. Next. Oh, I got it, Joe. Got it.
Outstanding.
Jim, okay, I'm taking the PSE stool out.
Roger, Jim.
I take a little time to level things today.
Thank you. Now, I'll give you a demonstration here, Jill. Got the TV on this palace here?
Roger,
yep.
Right on.
Here it goes.
Spectacular demonstration.
Yeah, oh well. Enough of that.
Lovely.
Other demonstration.
Roger, Dave.
It worked.
Beautiful. And for goodness sakes, hang on to it there. Don't throw it.
Yeah, man. Better believe.
What was that a demonstration of, by the way?
I'm not sure I know.
It started out to be of gravity, and it wound up being of centrifugal force, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, well.
Okay, Joe, the TSE is leveled, and the shadow is reading 091.
Roger.
Joe, drilling rack, going to the first probe. Let me one on the right today because the rammer was packed into one on the right today.
Roger, Dave.
Check south, and Joe.
Check south.
shallow depression here, Joe, and there's no way of getting around it. There's just nothing really flat. There's a little rim here, a little slight rise further to the north. Maybe Mark could like it up there.
Dave, drill it there.
Okay.
Right where you stand.
Thank you. Just checking. You know, like, sometimes those guys have some neat, good ideas. Okay, Joe, on the solar wind. It's aligned. The door is open.
Thank you, Jim.
One for the LSM.
Righto.
Okay, verse 2. Down we go. That takes a little bit of force.
Jim, you'll get your feed water tone shortly.
Okay, I did. Time to go to ox water, huh?
It's about that time.
Dave, can I deserve you to get my ox water? I'd be glad to, Jim. There.
Okay, Jim, and min diverter on your place, please.
That's for startup?
Is that the firm?
Okay, min. Although I understood it could start up in any position. Trying to make me sweat a little. Joe, can you see the drill?
Yes, sir, we sure can.
I'll give you a better angle. That's all I got.
We agree, Dave.
There are about three probes here, Joe. And, my goodness, I think that looks like about the end of it.
Tough to argue with, Dave.
The next question is, do we dig a little trench and lay them in a trench, or do we just put three in?
Dave, this is Houston. We agree that if you've hit bottom there and think there's no way you'll go any deeper, just press on and put the probes in this hole.
Okay, Joe, I'll give it one more try here and see if I can get some more, but tell you one thing, the base at Hadley is firm.
Roger, so much for the fairy castle theory.
Yeah. Oh, I'm afraid that's it. I hate to say that because it's working good.
Roger, Dave. There's a lot of information right there. Jim, this is Houston. The diverter valve is yours now.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
You had a good clean startup.
Okay, I'm on intermediate.
And Jim, could you verify all your flags are off?
Verified.
Thank you.
Joe, I can't seem to get the chuck to reset. It won't go counterclockwise out of its seat.
Dave, try to rotate at 90 degrees both ways and then push sharply down.
I know that, Joe. It won't rotate 90 degrees both ways. It'll only twist the stem. Maybe the drilling was so tight for it, it's locked up in there. It won't back off, Joe. It turns the drill, and it'll turn the stem, but the chuck won't back off.
Doctor, we copy, Dave. Maybe our stems haven't been so bad.
Any suggestions?
Dave, can you go either clockwise or counterclockwise 90 degrees without the stem turning?
Okay, Joe, the LSM is deployed, it's level and aligned, and I'm reading the shadow is on the first degree on the plus side.
Okay, Jim, thank you, sounds good.
Hey, Joe, I'll stand by for your suggestions.
Roger, Dave, take a breather.